Saturate us with your love, Holy Spirit. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. You know, God is such an awesome God. And we want in this season and every season for the Holy Spirit to rain on us. I'm pretty sure, praise God, that it's some things that you've been through in your life that can use the Holy Spirit, the quickening of the Holy Spirit, the move and anointing, amen, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit brings, the rest and the contentment that the Holy Spirit brings, praise God. And I wanted to start the show off with that song because it is so important to understand the role of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, praise God, amen, is a comforter. It's a keeper. It enables, praise God, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, not disables, but it enables. It empowers, praise God. It strengthens, glory to God. So, amen, at this place and time in your life, it's a good opportunity to make sure that you have the Holy Spirit present, amen, through divine covenant, through divine relationship, amen. And we'll be right back with you in a few minutes, amen, with our topic for today, which is prayer brings rest.
To just play follow the leader. The leader said lift your hands, you just lift your hands. The leader said clap, clap. The leader said sway, you sway. But you get to a point beyond the veil where your worship is for real. Candace is going to come and Bishop Gordon is going to jump in here a little bit. I'm going to leave here tonight worshiping the Lord. How many know if he never does anything else, he's already done it all. He's worthy of all the worship because of who he is. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
To go through to gain. You'll never understand my pain.
Amen, amen. Welcome back to My Gospel Soul. Amen. Where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. And today, praise God, we have played Holy Spirit Reign on Us along with My Worship Is For Real. Amen. Just sharing a couple of songs that bless my life. Praise God, amen. When you think about all the things that you've been through in your life, amen, and how the devil thought he had you. Hey, hallelujah. But God, amen, he grabbed you, Lord have mercy, out the clutches of the enemy, out of that place of darkness and despair, amen, where you just wanted to give up, amen, hallelujah, maybe even end it all. Glory to God, amen. God reached out his hand and he grabbed you. Glory to God, and he held you close so you wouldn't let go. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, my worship is for real. I'm reminded of some deep things that I've been through in my life, praise God, where I could have, I should have, amen, hallelujah. If not for his grace and mercy, I should have been gone. Glory to God. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Amen. But God spoke. Amen. And made old death behave. Amen. Glory to God. I can't tell it all. Amen. How good God has been to me. Amen. And I just thank God, praise God, for this opportunity to share the gospel with you on today. Looking forward, praise God, using this new forum, praise God, for my gospel soul to be able to share with you. Amen. What God has given me. And in this season, praise God, amen, God showed me, he said, before the end of the year, and I posted it on Facebook, praise God, before the end of the year, praise God, you haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going on politically, praise God. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. Pray in your neighborhood or praise God in your city, in your state, in this great nation. Praise God. We have to understand, praise God, before God cracks that sky, he said some things, hallelujah, that he has in store for you. Amen. And God is not slack concerning his promise, praise God. You will reap if you faint not. Some of us, amen, God is putting us back on our path. We got sidetracked. We got hoodwinked and bamboozled. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. But it happens in life. It happens in life that sometimes you get off course. You get off track. Praise God. Well, what's important is, amen, hallelujah, is that you get up. Glory to God. Amen. That you get up. See, Jesus Christ, amen, he died on the cross. Amen. They led him, amen, hallelujah, to the old rugged cross. They led him, amen, hallelujah, to the mountain of skulls, glory to God, amen. And they nailed him to the old rugged cross, amen, hallelujah. And there he died, amen. He yielded up the ghost, amen. They mocked him, praise God. He died, amen, glory to God. But on the third day, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, he got up, amen. But he didn't get up, amen, before he went to hell and got the keys, amen, to your victory, amen. Got the keys, amen, to freedom from your captivity, glory to God, amen. But when he got up, hallelujah, he got up with all power, glory to God, amen. So I just want to share with you today, praise God. Doesn't matter how many crosses you get nailed to, glory to God. It doesn't matter how many lies are told on you. It doesn't matter how many times you get off track, amen, as long as you get up, hallelujah. Because when you get up, glory to God, you're going to get up with the keeper. You're going to get up with the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah. You're going to get up with all power, glory to God. Amen. Glory to your name, Father God. Listen, today I wanted to talk about on the topic of prayer produces rest. Amen. Glory to God. Why does prayer produce rest? Praise God. Amen. Because it settles, amen, it settles that chaotic mindset, that double-mindedness. It settles, amen, hallelujah, your life down. It settles your spirit man down, praise God. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're using Matthew 11, 28 through 29, as well as Hebrews 4 and 3. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for being an awesome God, an awesome Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where we, amen, fall, Father God, amen. You sent your Son, amen, to show us, amen, your glory, to show us your grace. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to acknowledge you right now. Because you said in your word, in all thy ways acknowledge you. And you will direct our paths. So those that are getting up, those that are getting back in order, those that are getting in line, praise God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to just bless them where they sit, stand, or lay. As they listen to this podcast, that something is said, amen, to encourage their spirit, amen, to cause them to have a closer walk with you. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your Son, Jesus' name. Again, people of God, you're listening to My Gospel Soul Radio with none other than your host, Pastor Jay. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Matthew 11, 28 and 29 says, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Amen. That's what that means. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Amen. And then it says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am gentle and meek. Amen. And I am humble, lowly. Amen. In heart. And I will find, and you will find rest, relief and ease, and refreshment and recreation and blessed quiet for your soul. I like that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For those of you that would love to know what reference book I use, I love Joyce Meyer's collection of books because it's so to the point and it's so clear. Amen. This book is The Joy of Believing Prayer. Deepen Your Friendship with God. Amen. And I love the way God gave her the words to express this verse. Amen. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened. Some of us are overburdened. Some of us got too much going on, too much on our shoulders. But because we are in fear, and because we have taken on a bunch of stuff that God didn't tell us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're overburdened. We're heavy. We can't focus. We can't think straight. We can't keep our minds straight. Glory to God. Amen. We're wishy-washy and double-minded. Glory to God. We can't sleep at night. We're restless. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why this topic is so important to me to share with the body of Christ, because we tend to be so busy. And I remember Pastor Charles Webster told me one time, praise God, he said, I know you're busy, but are you busy doing kingdom work? Sometimes we are busy doing what God said do, because a lot of times we busy doing a whole lot of stuff, amen, that and God didn't tell us to do half of it, or praise God, amen, or 75% of it, praise God. So we have to be careful, ever so careful. Praise God, amen, to always check what we're doing. Go to God. He says, come to me, amen. Then in the next verse, verse 29, said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. When we learn of God, praise God, we'll find out, amen, that he is gentle. He is humble. He's meek and lowly in heart, amen. And you will find rest, amen, relief and ease, refreshment and recreation and blessed quiet, amen, for your soul. If we don't have these things going on in our lives is just chaotic. The things that we are doing have us chaotic and can't finish stuff, and life is in an uproar. You have to stop and say, wait a minute. Amen. Glory to God. The things of God brings peace to my life. Now, I'm not talking about the attacks of the enemy, because even in when the enemy is attacking, you still have peace. You still have rest. Glory to God. That's why we have to be ever so careful, praise God, to make sure that the things we do are lining up with what God told us to do. Praise God. Amen. Because we are doing a whole lot of stuff that God didn't tell us to do. Amen. And then we wonder why we're frustrated. We wonder why we're mad. We're wondering why we're avoiding this and avoiding that. Because those are the things that God did not tell you to do, but you got yourself involved with them. Praise God. Amen. And so we have to begin to seek him. We have to begin to increase our prayer life. I remember, praise God, when God started showing me some things that I was neglecting that he told me to do, praise God, amen. And I had to lay out before him, praise God, amen, for him to lead and guide me back to my true place, praise God, amen. And it is a walk of faith, praise God, because sometimes even in our true place, we face some things, praise God, amen. And we want to take the easy way out, amen. We want to look at the scripture. It says, for my yoke is easy, amen. Glory to God. You're gonna have some stuff, praise God. You're gonna have some burdens. You're gonna have some stuff, glory to God, amen. But it's not gonna be to a place where it's so overwhelming. See, he said in his word, he said, I will put no more on you than you can bear. And some of us, we got some stuff on us, praise God, amen, that folk people can't handle, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So we have to make sure that we're lining up with God. In Hebrews 4 and 3, it says, for we who have believed, adhered to, and trusted in, and relied on God. Amen. Do enter that rest. Those that believe, those that trusted him, those that believe what he said, you'll find rest for your soul. Glory to God. Joyce Meyer's right. Prayer produces rest. If we are not at rest, we are not believing, because the fruit of believing is rest. Amen. For many years of her life, she would claim, oh, I'm believing God. I'm trusting the Lord. But she says she was not doing either of those things. She said, I didn't know the first thing about believing God or trusting the Lord. I was anxious, panicky, irritable, and on edge all the time. How many of you just been on edge? Amen. Hallelujah. Panicky, irritable. You know you trust in God. Well, guess what? Sometimes you can find out that you lacking in some areas. Amen. Listen. Pick me. Praise God. I was going through some panicking. Amen. I was irritable. I was on edge at all times. Praise God. Even my children had to tell Mama, calm down. You know, I was anxious. I was trying to figure out how this was going to go and how that was going to go. And then God say, come. He say, first of all, you're doing too much. Amen. I need you to come back to me. Amen. I need you to lay before me. I need you to seek my face. Praise God. You know, and even in that time, praise God, I had to cut out all the people talking to me and doing all this so that I could find my way, praise God. And let me tell you something. And I found out that I had an area of disobedience, praise God. I had an area of fear, glory to God, amen. And God had to begin to make some deposits in that area. He said, learn of me. Amen. When we learn of God, he teaches us not just about him, but he teaches us about himself. He said that we were made in his image, and he gave us dominion, praise God. But we cannot get what we need, praise God, from God until we humble ourselves and begin to pray. He said in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. Do you understand, praise God, that a lot of even the falls that we make, even the sins that we commit, the iniquities and all, even the stuff that we do, amen, glory to God, that's against the will of God, comes in the areas, because of the areas of disobedience that we've opened. But a lot of times we don't want to hear that, praise God. Amen. We just want to repent and move on. But you want to know why the fall came, praise God. You want to know why you were so easily tempted. Why are you panicked? Why are you irritable? Why are you? Because it's an area, praise God, where you got off track and God say, I need you to get back on track. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This is good to my spirit. Amen. Because in the things that God places in your life, you're able to find rest for your soul. Glory to God. It goes on to say, just as we can be involved in outward activity, we can be involved in inward activity. God wants us not only to enter into his rest in our body, but also wants us to enter into rest in our soul. To me, finding rest, relief, ease, refreshment, recreation, and blessed quiet for my soul means finding freedom from mental activity. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier. You can't sleep at night. You're restless. You're trying to get your brain to slow down. You keep thinking. You're just thinking. And how many of you have been up in the middle of the night trying to get your brain to just calm down? Amen. That means you're doing too much. Amen. Glory to God. It means not having to live in the torment of reasoning. Always trying to come up with an answer that I don't have, that you don't have. And a lot of us, that's where we are right now, trying to always come up with an answer, trying to always figure it out, trying to answer every question, my God, amen. That's a torment, praise God, amen. And then she says, I don't have to worry. Instead, I can remain in a place of quiet peace and rest through prayer. Through prayer. That's powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. If we are truly believing God and trusting the Lord, we have entered into his rest. We have prayed and cast our care upon him and are now abiding in the perfect peace of his holy presence. Amen. And she writes for a quick note. Amen. You can speak his word to your raging soul and tortured mind, just as Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves and said, peace, be still. Amen. Glory to your name, God. Peace, be still. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But in the chaos of this world today, just to know that prayer can bring me to a place where I can have peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. I love that. Peace. Be still. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When all my anxieties try to attack me, when all, amen, the reasoning and trying to have an answer and trying to figure it out, I got to know, amen, through prayer and relationship with God that he already worked it out. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory to God. God wants us to understand, amen, that he has it all in control. It's truly about trusting him. Amen. There is none like him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to take out this time, amen, this moment to pray with you. And believe God, amen, that you can quiet the torment, amen, of your mind. Quiet the torment of reasoning, praise God, and anxiety and panic attacks, praise God. That you can develop, amen, a prayer life, amen, that will keep you constantly before the Lord and keep your soul with peaceful rest. Glory to God. Like I say, amen, this world, amen, has so much going on. I was listening to a song, amen, today. It said, sometimes this world make me want to scream so loud, amen. But let me tell you something about the awesome peace of God. It's a peace that passes all understanding. And you got to protect that peace, praise God. Amen. Even if it's you that sabotage your own peace. Even if it's you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That need to be delivered from your own. Amen. Hallelujah. Habits and ways, amen, that get you constantly caught up. Amen. And stuff that God then ordained for your life. You got to be willing and truthful. And you got to pray that thing to God and watch God, amen, deliver you. Praise God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on today for such an awesome opportunity to find out or be refreshed, praise God, on what you desire for our life. Thank you for showing us the difference between what you call us to do and when man is at work, praise God, so that we can really, really, amen, hallelujah, learn how to lean and depend on you. Help us to trust you more, praise God. Help us to call on you more. And help us, amen, hallelujah, to not lean to our own understanding. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen. And this has been Pastor Jay, praise God. Our topic today, amen, prayer produces rest. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to keep it locked right here. We got more music coming to you. Praise God. Amen. And we just want to bless your house. Praise God. This next song coming to you, praise God, is a favorite. Just going to play a little bit of it. It's called Holiness by Michael Stampley.
What
Thank you for tuning in to My Gospel Soul. We look forward to blessing these airways again coming soon. Amen. Praise God. We just want you to know, amen, holiness, holiness. You must come in through the door. Praise God. No side door. There is no back door. Yeah, you know, you can't come in through the roof. Well, it was a man that came in through the roof, but that was for healing. Hey, glory to God. But the only way to God, hallelujah, you must come in through the door. And whatever it is that have you bound, whatever it is that's trying to hold you, amen, glory to God. Whatever it is that's chaotic in your life, remember, amen, through prayer you have access to rest, amen. We love you. Remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible.